Next, though, at 103, Monday, sunny and hot, afternoon showers, mid-90s. It's 86 degrees now at Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Really?
Well, you're doing it.
You know what? I don't know
how Howard deals with it. That's amazing. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host,
Bill. What do you mean how Howard deals with it?
I listen to your show every week.
I don't sing on our show. I am dancing in the studio, yes, because
right.
I love music. I got a music thing.
All right.
But I just wasn't looking at your button. And you know what it is? It's probably that you have 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
it's
a long time to look at buttons.
But
I'm doing other stuff during the break.
It's the way we get a lot out. And so I'll tell the listening audience now, and I really haven't gotten, I see that I got 20 plus. Mike, thanks for the comment. Dave, thanks for the comment. Dave's a chopper driver out there, and he brought in some interesting points that David Hogg was one of the best sources of revenue for the NRA last year, $2.4 million in memberships. From all of the stuff that David Hogg was doing. Well, he was anti-NRA.
Right.
And so, boom, people were flooding to the NRA to buy memberships. Because a couple of different reasons. A, because they support that desire to be able to buy and own whatever you want. But also a little bit probably for fear that at some point in time, some knee-jerk reaction is going to cause the government to crack down on handgun sales or long rifle sales or any number of firearm sales across the country. And if they do, that's wrong, because it's not the guns, people, it's the attitude. And here's where Angela and I were talking off the air, and Howard, I'm sorry, but I'm getting ready to smoke her in the next couple of segments.
Howard, you're gonna have to come to my defense.
Yeah, okay.
Well, actually, he probably won't. He'll be on your side.
We talked off the air about the role of women in our society, and there's been a whole book written on it called The Bigger Picture, and it outlines days during the Roman Empire, biblical undertakings.
You're
where
a caller.
You can
Do
prove,
we want to take it instead
no,
of smoking
No, I'm getting ready.
Me?
I'm getting
you
ready to set you up. You're
you
just
are
trying
positioning
to,
yourself, and I'm trying to avoid it.
Well, I'm waiting. Tom is going to tell me who's on the line,
he
and
did.
We'll go from there. No, he hasn't filled out. He hasn't come up on the computer yet. So we're going to talk to Bill in just a couple of minutes.
All right. Howard said he's here for me. He's got my back.
All right.
Wait till you hear the topic, Howard. You're not going to have my back. Go ahead, Bill.
In many ways, women have caused the downfall of our society because of their new role.
Wait a minute.
Let me finish.
No.
You're going to agree with this.
No, I'm not.
The attitude towards women in our society has caused, in many ways, the downfall of our society with respect to the nuclear family. Let me give you my side.
No, I love the nuclear family.
Let me give you my side.
Know that I do.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
After World War II.
Do I get equal time?
Sure.
Okay. Just
sure.
checking.
Just as long as you got a good point. During World War II, our men were overseas fighting battles on multiple different fronts, either Europe or in the Pacific. Women were at home building the ships, building the munitions, building the tanks, working in the gun.
We had your back.
Yeah. You were supporting us at home.
That's
and
right.
you were getting a paycheck. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that if women went to work in these factories building the necessary materials that we needed to go to war, their paychecks, if they were under the age of 25, were held, and they were given a stipend from that paycheck, and the rest went to a guardian that they named, either a father or a mother or a husband.
And you cannot possibly tell me you think that's right.
That's just the way it was back then. Now, wait, let me finish.
That's not what I said.
Let me finish.
I realize if that's the way it was done.
You wanted equal time. I'm going to give you equal time after we get to the point. Okay. I don't necessarily agree that the whole stipend thing was correct.
It wasn't.
But if they were married, now get this, if they were married, their entire paycheck was withheld with respect, except for 10%, which was then held in trust for them until their husband came home from the war. And then that money was deposited with him to administer from there. And that's because at that point in time, she was part of a married couple, and society just at that point expected that the men in the family handled the finances. Now, let me keep going because I'm laying the groundwork. I know you're going to try and shoot me down, but after those women got those jobs in World War II and all those men came home, the women that were building the ships, the women that were building the tanks, the women that were building the airplanes, the women that were building the munitions and the guns, they were let go. And the men assumed those positions back in the factories, back in the car plants, back in the housing industry, back into all of these places that were at one point in time dangerous factories for women to work in, were now being filled by men that were returning from the war. The women went back home and tried in the 50s and in the early 60s to assume those previous roles that they had as the nester and the nurturer. They were the ones that took care of the home. They were the ones that took care of the kids. They were the ones that gave the family the structure. They were the ones that cooked the meals, that cleaned the house, that got everything going so that when the hunter-gatherer, the guy that's bringing home the paycheck, came home, all of that stuff was handled, and all he had to do was go and spank little Billy's tail for messing up at school or talking back to a teacher. He was the disciplinarian and the hunter-gatherer, whereas she was the nurturer and the person that kind of the glue that helped the family together. The only problem was that job of being the American housewife didn't come with a paycheck, and that was the problem. Women got used to, during World War II, working in those factories and in other times, they got used to that paycheck. They got used to having their own money.
They never got their paycheck, according to you. So
well,
how did they ever
they
get used
that
to
stipend.
It? That doesn't make any sense.
They got that stipend.
And who was taking care of their children while they were building the ships and doing the things? Who took care of the
these
children?
These were mostly young ladies that didn't have children at that time.
That's not true. They pulled every resource they needed.
Well, I understand.
There was a lot of people who did that. I think there's all sorts of holes in your story.
Okay. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Then let's look at it from another standpoint. If you don't like my story, let's look
like
at it.
I don't like your story.
Where are the nurturers and the nesters?
Because it's not the degradation
now
of our society. You know what is technology?
Why do you
I'm
think
sorry
it's technology?
Oh, my gosh.
Because kids have got iPhones and iPads? Because they're connected?
And younger and younger and younger. Now, Bill.
Now, whose fault is that?
I haven't known you for very long. Except like 6.5 years.
Except,
but my impression of you is that as you were a teenager, you never should have had a cell phone with you, taking selfies, taking pictures.
We didn't have cell phones until 81.
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying you shouldn't have broadcasted what you were up to. Right?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I was the nerdy little kid that never got in trouble. I'm serious.
Oh, I find that so hard to believe.
No,
okay,
it's true.
Well, let me tell
ask
you the
any
truth
of my friends
then.
Yeah.
I never should have had a cell phone broadcasting okay what I was doing because, you know, that just wouldn't have been a good thing. This generation, they have always had a cell phone. They don't know not having a cell phone. It's always been part of the family. Mom and dad had a cell phone. Then, like, when my kids were high school, they got cell phones. Now the kids are 9 when they're getting their cell phones.
And so,
some of them are 5. Have you been out to dinner lately?
I have, but
do
what
you
I'm
see
saying
people
is
just sitting around on their cell phones, not talking, no more talking. We don't need relationships. We can just go out and
women don't
watch
need
Facebook
men anymore. They can go to a little building
sure
and they can go in one door and come out with mommy to be. They don't need us anymore.
That's correct.
They can
we
go,
don't need you.
They can go look up in a library. Oh, I want my child to have the genetics of a blonde-haired, 6-foot-tall, you know, Swedish guy who looks like Dolph Lundgren.
True.
And then they come out the other door and a turkey baster later and boom, 9 months, they've got a little kid coming out.
Yeah,
so
but
they
it
don't
probably
need
looks
us
like their doctor.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, Angela Walker, and I will be back in just a couple of minutes. Join us, won't you?
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
This year marks the 61st anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 61 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. Since Father's Day is June 17th, Boger Shoes has decided to celebrate Father's Day all month long by offering all dads 20% off any purchase of $100 or more. Some restrictions may apply. For 61 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. And with a doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. For 61 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
It's been proven time and time again. The best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
This was one of the funniest things ever to see Jim Clapper out there. I mean, is he still selling that awful book he wrote? Everyone's out there hawking a book now. No, Jim, here's all we want to know. Were there other informants inside the campaign? Were there other people that you all sent inside the campaign? Lord knows who else they sent in there. They tried to say yesterday, oh, there was no one else. How do we know that? I don't trust these people farther than I can throw them.
Laura Ingraham, now weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly. What you got to say? To join the conversation, call 222-TALK. Say, hey, hey, hey. That's 222-8255. What you got to say? Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. All right, Shelley, I'm going to do it. I'm coming back.
Oh, my God. Right, so. Everybody, don't listen to Bill.
All right,
he thinks he's speaking plainly,
I'm just
but I got stuff to
gonna
say.
Gonna finish my side of the story.
I get a turn though.
All right, next, get that, Tom, get ready to press the yellow mic button. All right.
Good
so
Lord.
I've got control over the mic button.
What's the yellow mic button?
That turns yours off. So anyway,
Tom, I thought we were buddies.
We talked about the downfall of society, and you jumped from square one to square 20. Before I got my point out.
It's women sort of like all that history stuff. All that doesn't matter anymore.
No,
it only matters where we are today. To
the end,
okay,
the end is because of the means.
No.
Yes. Where we are today in history is because of where we were in the past. We can't
just write that all off. We're supposed to learn from our mistakes.
Okay. Where we were in the past is during the Old West days, women stayed home, took care of the house.
They did they not.
What are you talking?
In the
I researched
Old West days?
Yeah.
They were on the caravan going with their husband.
But
out
when
to
they
the
got
Wild
to
West,
where they were going to be, you
you'd think
saw
they didn't get out there and help them put fence posts up and everything and build their home? Yes,
their
they did.
Their primary goal was to take care of the kids and take care of the home.
Were you there?
No, but it's written in history books that people haven't gotten a chance to
anyway,
destroy yet.
I love so that I'm derailing
let's,
you. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the function of the mom in the home. For the most part, without the exceptions of the few medically induced changes that can occur,
yes,
women have children, men cannot. Women can't have children without men's participation for the most part. So women at some point in time in our history were pretty much designed to take care of the home and take care and raise the kids. You know, especially during a period in our life when we didn't have the local formula supply place down at Walmart or CVX or Publix or wherever you guys buy that formula powder and mix that I know absolutely nothing about. But when that didn't exist, women were forced to take care of the children at home, correct? Give me that much. Just say yes and nod your head. Okay. Then at some point in time, women got used to getting a paycheck. They like got used to being out of the house. As with respect to what Shelley said, she got an opportunity to buy her own shoes without telling her husband how much she cost, how much they cost. One of my very good friends right now loves to go antiquing. She told me a story the other day about when she
You've got to prove your point because my point I'm not buying it so far.
Women left the home. They left taking care of the kids. Kids became latchkey kids. They got home. They got bored. They supplemented that latchkey kid mentality with, and it's going to sound really off the wall, like my dad speaking, but they supplemented not doing their homework when they came home immediately from school to listening to rock and roll music on the radio and hanging out with their friends on the street corner. That turned into not doing their homework when they got home from school because mom wasn't there to check on them, to playing video games all afternoon and hanging out with their friends on the street corner. That turned into playing war games on their iPhones and not doing their homework when they got home from school and hanging out with their friends on the corner. We have allowed kids to develop their own sense of well-being, their own life, their own opportunity to get in trouble by not having a guardian at home when they got home from school. That influence in the home, when that kid walked in the door like me, when I walked in and put my book bag down, mom would say, "Nope, pick that up, carry it into your room. I'm not going to go around the house and pick up after you." And then 5 minutes later, she would come in, "Change out of those good clothes if you're going to go outside and play. I don't want to have your good clothes messed up. And did you get any homework today? And if you did, you need to do it before you even think about stepping foot outside to go fishing with Billy or Bobby or David or Daryl or anybody else that I was going to hang out with for that day." So that influence in the home, that regulating factor for mom to say no, and you say why, and she say because I said so, and really, because I said so was enough. Because you got the look, and you got the words.
Well, you knew a beating was coming next, too.
Well, it was you just wait until your father gets home. Right. That meant something. But now, not only do you not have somebody telling you that, but you don't have anybody there. Kids are running willy-nilly from the time they get off the bus, so we wonder why they get in trouble. They get in trouble because they have no supervision. Parents have relegated their responsibility to raising their kids. They've relegated that responsibility to MTV, to the
Nobody
teachers at school.
Nobody watches MTV anymore.
Okay. They've relegated that responsibility to Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, anything on the internet.
Netflix.
Do you know it was a really shocking thing that I heard the other day, and this is a sidebar, and then I'm going to give you your time.
And then do I get my turn?
Yeah.
I am doing my best to keep my mouth shut.
Imagine this. By 9 years of age.
Yes.
75% of 9-year-olds in this country, and this was a national news broadcast that was backed up by a SIPS Institute poll, which has been around for 70 years, and they are not skewed one way or another. If you're a Republican and you're messing up, SIPS is all over you. If you're a Democrat and you're messing up, SIPS is all over you. 9 years old, 70% of all 9-year-olds have seen porn on the internet. Now imagine that. That's what we're allowing to happen to our kids. And it's a modern
problem
that can be solved by a mom being in the home, by a password being on a computer.
God. Okay, now that might do it.
Okay, so your turn. Go ahead.
Okay, first
Bring it.
I just want to tell you that I love the nuclear family. So if there's anyone who thinks I'm like some serious women liber or whatever, and I want to be without a man and I don't want to take care of my kids, none of that's true. I love a husband and I love children. And so the thing that I really don't like that you're saying is that we can't be more than that. I don't want to just be the wife. I don't want to just be the mom. I want to be a thinker. I mean, I actually come from a long line of women that are very strong and very smart. And my dad was very smart. So I can't help but think that my brain could be used for more than being a guardian over children at home, saying, get your backpack put away, do your homework before you play, da 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 da. Okay. I feel that, you know, being a good role model is important. I think it's important to show your children that you can do something valuable in society. I don't think you have to sit there and be with them the whole time.
Being a mom and being a homemaker is probably one of the hardest jobs on
Earth. It is the single hardest job on the planet. But the problem is that, let's get to the facts, Bill. And I don't have any statistics, but I know it's true. Look how many men have walked out on women and children, right? How many people have been married twice, three times, four times? They don't stay. They make these families. And now you've got a single parent, you know, a single mom with kids, and she needs income.
That's because so many things in our society are not embarrassing anymore. Do you know that in our lifetime, I'll give you more time.
I feel like you're cutting me off, and
no,
I'm super quiet for you.
You're good. But in our lifetime, do you realize that there was a time when we were growing up that it wasn't just go down and file a piece of paperwork and get a divorce? You went down and pled your case to the judge as to why you needed a divorce.
Yeah, but and now you can get divorced for no reason.
Exactly. That's
same thing
problem.
As firing people. We can do anything we want with no reason.
That's right. We can have
everything
a baby for
changed.
No reason. But we can get rid of that baby with no permission.
Let's start with, we took God out of the schools.
That's true.
Okay. If you want to get really to the root of it, this country was founded on Christian principles, and they have left the family. They're gone. So they're gone from all of our institutions where our children are. Our kids don't know these things anymore. I wish that they did. But I truly believe that the kids we have today, they're different. They're different than we were. I mean, we might have been a little rebellious, you know, run out and have a beer and hope our parents never find out. Our kids are doing crazy amount of stuff that we are not doing. And we never did because we didn't have an internet. I mean,
no, our kids are doing so much more that we didn't do. Okay.
Stop talking while I'm talking.
All right, guys.
Okay. So here's the thing you have to remember. It's broken all of our relationships because guess what? See, you don't have kids, right? So you don't understand that what's happening is in the old family, you used to go to your dad or your mom and ask their advice, ask them how to do something. Children today don't do that. They ask Siri. They Google it. They don't care. They don't need their parents' opinion. My middle child has never asked me one question ever. She's now 24. Now she's starting to ask advice. Hey, mom, what do you think? Because Google can't really answer the question anymore of should I date that boy or not, right? And now she's at that point. But anything she wanted to learn before, how to cook, how to do whatever, she could just Google it and figure it out. And she loved that she was so independent. How could we take that away from women? We can't.
I'm not saying take it away, but there needs to be priorities. If you were involved in a relationship, and wait, let me.
Oh my goodness.
I'll let you have some time. If you're involved in a relationship with a guy who sits on the couch all day long, he's a guy.
Yes.
And he sits on the couch all day,
yes.
And he watches the same TV programs. He doesn't go get a job. He has no motivation whatsoever. Where is the respect level there? Are you going to go out and work all day long and come home and support this guy? No. That's the thing. You would lose respect for them.
Yes.
Okay. So men go out. They do the jobs. They work. They come home. Women should have a goal, and that is take care of the house, take care of the kids first, and then career and job while you're a mom is second. If you want to have career and job first, don't get married, don't have kids. Have the best career. Be an astronaut for all I care. You know, do whatever you want to do as a woman, but get your goals in the right order. If you're going to be a mom, that's top priority on your list. If you're going to be a wife, be a housemaker, and be that the second priority on your list. And if you want to be a lawyer, go out and be a lawyer, but don't be a mom and a housewife too. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. She'll get her turn when she gets back.
Oh,
join us,
my
won't
God.
You?
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Kansas Representative Roger Marshall's returning from a visit to the Texas border, saying that several hundred immigrant children detained at a center there are getting good care. Marshall traveled today to the El Paso area as part of a bipartisan congressional group to meet with U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials and to tour a center holding 400 young immigrants near the Tornillo Port of Entry. President Trump addressed Nevada Republicans as at their state convention today, revisiting familiar economic themes such as the Republican tax cut package, reduced regulations, renegotiating trade deals, and low unemployment nationwide. Earlier, he held a roundtable on tax reform at the USA Open for Business event in Los Angeles. And State Rep. Katie Arrington recovering after a car crash, which she suffered a back injury and several broken ribs. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance Family.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
833, heading westbound on Bay Meadows Road. Emergency road maintenance has the right turn lane closed at I-95. Old St. Augustine Road is heavy in both directions, approaching the Bartram Park area. Partly cloudy tonight near 78. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 95. The heat index at 103. Monday, sunny and hot. Afternoon showers, mid-90s again. It's 85 degrees in Jacksonville at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Let me tell you guys, this is how bad it's gotten. She actually had to call her sister in New York to protect her from all of it.
No, yeah, you know you what did. She's saying? She said, you are being way too polite to him. Take off your southern charm and get him.
Yeah,
now.
Well, typical New Yorker. Let's go to...
She's not. She's from here. She's my sister. Hello.
Oh,
we're
I thought you
Jacksonville.
Said. I thought you said she was calling
she
from New York.
She lives in New York.
So she's a New Yorker.
She's a Southern girl.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone and bring up Bill, a different Bill. Bill, welcome to the show tonight. Save us, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on what's going on in our city with the city council and taking down the Hart Bridge and blah, blah. You know, we've got a corrupt city council. It's just that simple. We've got a guy, Gaffney, you know, just pulled over by the police, and he lies about having a tag on his car that he didn't know anything about. Turns out he's the one that reported it stolen. He said it was stolen from a garage, and so the television station go to the garage, and the mechanic attacks him, takes their camera away from him, breaks the lens and everything.
Well, that's and all so stuff that we don't know. But anyway, I don't want to make allegations. We can't back up.
Yeah, all that was in the newspaper. But
that doesn't necessarily make it true in this town. But go ahead.
I know that. That's for sure. But the thing is, he's still sitting on the city council. And now we've got two city councilmen that's finally been indicted, and neither one of them can afford an attorney. So we have to pay for their attorney, you know?
Right. Well, the problem that we have is that so many people run to the ballot box and they vote based on what they saw on television or what they got in their mailbox. They vote on name recognition. We need to actually think about these things that we're enduring now with indictments from the city council, with videos of city council members chewing out the police for no apparent reason. We need to think about what we're going through now and try not to recreate that when it's time for us to step into the ballot box in the future. Bill, thank you for your call. We have the ability to prevent these things from occurring by knowing the candidate. And I have a separate website called Know the Candidate. It's on Facebook, and you're welcome to go and join, and we'll give you insight about each and every one of the candidates that are running for office. They're not that particular website is not affiliated with my I'm Speaking Plainly page, so I'm trying not to offend any of the advertisers that are running for political office. But if you go on and you friend the Facebook page, Know the Candidate, it will, over a course of time during this election cycle, give you some inside information on folks that are running for office. And if you can't or don't have the time to research these candidates, we're going to do the research for you. And we're going to put it up on this page. So if you want to know what John Doe has in his background, his criminal history if he has one, or his domestic violence history if he has one, or anything of that nature, it's going to be on Know the Candidate, and you can go there and read it. And it will be supported with background and footnotes and things where you can go and see where we got our information from. So I advise you to go and friend, if you're on Facebook, friend Know the Candidate, and move forward. Back now, I'm going to give you your opportunity to try and recover from the smoking that you got here in the last segment about the downfall of society. Do you not agree that the nuclear families in our country now are less than the two-income families? Just a yes or no?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So would you say
the problem is they're also less than the new traditional family?
Well, the new traditional family is not necessarily what's best for our country.
It doesn't matter, Bill. It's where we are.
Okay.
You have got to stop living in the past.
But we can change that.
I want you to step into the future, because you can't go backwards.
We can't change it in a snap.
We have learned lessons from our past.
But we can change it. We can change it by living within our means. We can change it by mom not having to have a Lexus and dad having to have a Jaguar.
You know what? The average family doesn't have a Lexus and a Jaguar. You're talking about a whole different group of people.
Okay.
Everyday man doesn't have those type of money in cars. They don't.
But they like to pretend like they do by buying a house they can't afford, which is what got us into the 2008 housing crunch, which you know a whole lot more about than I do.
I do.
By undocumented, what's called no-doc loans, where somebody can say, yeah, I made $250,000 last year.
Okay, you're still talking.
Okay, go ahead.
Stop talking.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's what I want to say to you. Women are smart. What we need in our economy is smart people, right? It doesn't matter if it's a male or a female. We need people who know what they're doing, who take us to the next place, get us, you know, into space, do whatever. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. It matters what we can do. And so you have to look at every single individual and get the best out of them that you can. So if I am a six-figure woman, then I can hire a nanny to take care of my kids. I can hire a cleaning person to come every 2 weeks and do my house.
Mike, stop for a second. I'm going to let you keep going, but stop for a second. If you hire a nanny to take care of your kids and you hire a cleaning lady to take care of your house, Have you not just subrogated your responsibility as a parent to two other people? Isn't that what we talked about?
What I tried to say to you earlier is the nuclear family is not the most prevalent. It isn't anymore.
You're right.
And so we have.
And so therefore, because of that, society is not as good as it used to be anymore. Because of, let me tell you, it all relates, Angela.
No, it's not.
When I was a kid, we used to take guns. I'm going to try and relate to you.
Stop.
We used to take guns to school in the back of our trucks, but when we got in a fight with someone, we didn't go to our trucks and get our guns and come back and shoot people in the school.
It probably happened. No, it didn't happen. There wasn't
a
news source to catch it.
It didn't
because
happen.
Because back when you and I grew up, people used to talk about good stuff on the news. Oh, look what Miss So-and-so did for Mr. So-and-so.
But that doesn't sell as much.
I get it.
If it bleeds, it leads.
But it doesn't mean that nobody, you know, didn't go and get their brass knuckles. Remember brass knuckles?
That's not a gun.
When we were in high school.
Brass knuckles don't have a high-capacity magazine associated with
them. It still happened. It just didn't get out.
The children of today, the children of today have no... They have no understanding of the value of life.
Anyway, let's talk about how technology is ruining families, because that's what it is, Bill. See, you've missed. We have new problems now.
Okay.
Okay. Had women been valued back during the nuclear time, we'd still have women in the nuclear time, but they're not. Men left the family, left the mom with the kids. Okay. Technology. So fast forward into the 80s. Technology comes. It happens. Now everybody has a cell phone. Our children are getting cell phones younger.
Doesn't make it right.
They don't need them. Hello.
Right.
How many times did I never have a cell phone? I made it all the way through my life till my 20s before I got a cell phone. These young children don't need it. The thing is, the parents aren't parenting.
Right.
They are giving them technology. Here, honey, watch this movie. So everybody has a tablet.
You do agree. You do understand you're agreeing with me, right? The parents aren't parenting.
It has
everything to do with the parents aren't parenting because they're not home to parent.
No, they're home and they're still doing it.
Well,
I have them in my car as a real estate agent. I watch them in the restaurants. I see them at the park. I'm out shopping. There'll be a little kid in a grocery cart. A grocery cart or a stroller, whatever, at the mall. They've got them preoccupied with these things. They're not managing their children. Not at all. That's about parenting. That has nothing to do with a woman staying at home.
Okay, so how...
Because women stay at home, and this still happens.
How can a
woman... This is a much bigger issue.
How can a woman parent if her kids are at home and she's at the job? Whoa. Can we get a tape of the crickets? Can we get a tape of the crickets that are playing?
No, I'm just trying to control myself because I'm on your show.
How can a woman parent? No, but this is lovely because you can't believe how much the screens are blowing up over here with people.
Listen, things happen when people are in their own home. You're talking about 9-year-olds seeing porn.
Right.
Right?
Turn off the computer.
It happens.
Put on a password.
When parents are home, because you know why? Because parents are doing something else.
I agree with you.
Yes, parents aren't parenting. And the reason is because they were latchkey kids. They didn't have good role models. You want to go there?
No.
I just proved your point.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
The longest journey starts with the first step. Mm-hmm. The first step is bring women back into the family home. Bring the nuclear family back. No, see, it's not going to happen because you guys love your paychecks.
Of course we do. And you can't go backwards. And that sounds like such a ridiculous comment that you just made. And it sounds like a comment that men who can't compete with women, therefore they want them out of the workplace and put them back at home.
We shouldn't be having to compete with them.
Never going
to
happen.
We shouldn't be having to compete with them.
You should have to compete with them. And you're right.
I don't mind competing with them if they're not moms. The thing is, when a mom... Look, I could do 100 different things in a day. I could be a pilot. I could be an engineer. I could do all of these things. But eventually, I'm going to run out of time to do those things. And if I try to do 5 things, I'm going to do those 5 things at 20% instead of doing 1 thing at 100%. That's what I'm saying. We need women to either decide they want to be moms and they want to be housewives, or they want to be doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs. Make a decision which way you want to go, and we'll support
you 100%. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard, because men can stay home and be the parent, too. So
you're
listening to I'm Speaking Plainly.
We're going to be right back. Join us, won't you?
Sh- Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click smartydigital.com.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. The red lights have gone off, the bells, the flashers, everything is getting heated here.
Oh, you
here.
Just don't want to talk to me. That's no, why no, you're no, going to take no, the wait, call. Wait, I know wait, who wait, you wait, are. I know
no,
what you're doing.
This is one of your kindred people that are...
I need a sister.
Yeah,
give me
but
a sister.
Now watch. The sister's not going to take your side. Just
oh,
sit,
for
just
God's
sit
sake.
Over there and listen. Mary, save me, Mary. Save me from this woman, please.
Who are you, Mary?
Hi, Bill. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Mary.
I'm 55 years old.
Me too.
I'm a widow, and I have a 33-year-old son. I completely, wholeheartedly agree with Bill.
Oh, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Did
yes.
he tell you to call in?
I don't know who she is. She's a listener.
You don't know Mary?
No.
I've talked to Mary. Haven't you called into my show before?
No, and this is only the second time I've called into Bill's.
Oh, Mary, thank
and
you so
don't
much.
Remember?
No,
so,
sorry.
Sorry.
Mary's
his
long lost sister.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's his long lost sister. But listen, I truly believe that there are many, many women who are perfect moms and want to stay home and take care of the family, run the budget, you know, get the clothes ready, cook the meals, help with homework, help answer all those tough questions children have. I totally buy into that.
They must live in Iowa because I've been looking for one for 18 years and I can't seem to find any.
I'm okay with that. And I just think that people don't value it.
Bill?
Yes. I'm still here.
I do have one other comment. The biggest crisis with our children was the removal of prayer from school.
Yes.
I agree.
The church has failed.
Failed miserably, yep.
Have failed miserably. I can remember first and possibly second grade saying the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, but prayer was taken out of school the year before I was born. I was born in 1963. So 1962, if I'm not mistaken, prayer was removed from school. And that was... It was just a horrible, horrible thing to do.
Right.
Horrible.
If you didn't join in with a prayer in the morning when I was in elementary school, you know, at least you had a moment of silence. Now, I can't remember organized prayer in school when I started attending in 1967, but I do know that we did the Pledge of Allegiance
every day.
And
I think we had a moment of silence or something. We had a prayer, Bill.
And we stood for the Pledge of Allegiance,
school.
Too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Mary, I appreciate the fact that you called in tonight. I certainly appreciate the fact that you took time to take my side. Let me ask you if I can do this. If I could, I'm going to put you back on hold here, give you back to Tom, and I'd like to send you a couple of I'm Speaking Plainly stickers and some bling from the show just for being a great caller. Thanks, Mary. I'm going to put you back on hold. Tom, if you'll grab her information, I'd appreciate it.
Now, the rest of you women out there, if you are listening and you support what I'm saying, please call in, because it's unfair that it's Bill's show and therefore all the people who love Bill are supporting him.
Get that cricket sound going.
There has to be women out there who value what I'm saying, well, who understand that we are more than that. We are all that, and we are more than that.
I agree with you, Angela. Listen to that. I agree with you.
Mm.
What I'd like for you to do is pick a goal. You know?
Stop it. No, seriously, pick a goal. I don't want to listen to that.
You're a great realtor, but you didn't start being a realtor until after your kids were grown, didn't you?
Oh, for God's sake.
No, I'm asking
you,
did you?
I've been a realtor 20 years. My kids are 22. 24 and 27.
Okay, I stand corrected.
You stand corrected. My kids rode in my car with me.
Right.
And guess what I had on? A TV in the car. Remember the little TVs you could carry and plug in the cigarette lighter?
Yeah, I do remember those.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had one of those so that they could sit still and be quiet while I went in and showed a house.
Okay.
I was a mom who needed to work, and I did what I had to do.
Well, you know, there are instances where I will agree with you where, you know, a father's been in a home and been a complete and total jerk, and he has vacated the home, or a father that was never in the home, whose kids never knew who he was. And that's shared responsibility with irresponsible young couples who maybe did the wrong thing at the wrong time, and now mom is stuck raising a kid by herself. That doesn't put it off on the mom. It's just some, you know, some bad thinking after a really great Lynyrd Skynyrd concert or AC/DC concert, whatever. And then the next thing you know, a month later, she's calling you on the phone saying, hey, I got a surprise for you. And the guy is now living in Des Moines, Iowa. So that doesn't make it right. But what I'm saying is, at that point in time, circumstances have forced that young lady to change her goals in life. And in many cases, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to be a mom now and I'm going to be the best mom I can be, she decides that I'm going to be a mom now half the time, and the other half of the time I'm going to be a great retail store manager selling clothes in Belk Lindsay or wherever she happens to be working. You have to kind of change your goals as you progress through life because of what life throws at you.
That's right.
Okay. So what we have now in our society is we have individuals who think it's okay to do five jobs and do each one at 20% instead of doing one job at 100%. Does that make sense to you now? That's what I'm saying. Moms, if they want to be moms.
I disagree with you, though.
Okay.
I really do, because I do think that everyone can't be all things. I totally agree with that piece of it. But I also think it's important for people, women, to excel as far as they can in their field and not feel guilty about it. I mean, we're not all made the same. You know, we're not all like whatever, really prissy. I mean, there's so many different women on the planet, which is wonderful and amazing. You can't put us all in a box, and you can't say, oh, you need to stay home and, you know, marry a man and stay home and take care of your kids. We no longer live in that world.
I understand.
It doesn't exist.
Well, it does.
So you
it
have
just
to
doesn't
deal with the world that
exists to a great extent.
No, it doesn't.
I have a young lady that I personally know who was the director of flight operations for a large charter company who became pregnant. She's married to a wonderful guy. He is works for one of the major banking companies in the IT field. She found out she was pregnant. She quit a very, very lucrative job and is now a stay-at-home mom raising their first daughter, and he is working at his IT job, and that's their nuclear family. And that little girl is going to be raised with a mom at home all the time and a dad who comes home after work. They're going to go to church every week just like they normally do. And you watch, that young lady that's a product of that marriage will turn out to be a fantastic young lady. That doesn't mean that children that are born into homes that are not like that won't turn out to be good. But what it does mean in those circumstances is more times it's bad than good. So let me talk about something we're going to tease up for next week's show, and that is we saw Roseanne Barr lose her show, but yet we have others in the news media that are posing with cut-off heads that look like Donald Trump, and they're not being sanctioned or chastised at all. And now we see Roseanne has worked out a deal for a spinoff show characterized around her on-air daughter, who is a lesbian raising a child on her own. And that spinoff is going to start not this season, but next season. That is what we have in our society. Some people get away with the madness. Others get chastised for it. So we're going to look forward to doing a segment. I've got someone coming in from the arts and entertainment world next week, and they're going to be talking about how liberal the Hollywood elite are and how things are being skewed in a direction for the new America, the way America is supposed to look, more, a little more rainbow, a little more same-sex.
And what are our children watching?
Exactly.
Whatever they want on their telephone.
I agree with you.
Technology, it's ruining the modern family.
I agree with you 100%.
We've stopped having relationships with our children.
If you enjoyed listening to Angela and I argue back and forth tonight,
I'll be invited back.
I guarantee you she will be. For those of you that have lined up here to say the new girl, they keep calling you the new girl.
It's the my new second girl. Time.
Well, we've got a lot of people rotating through, Holly and Joni, and we had Carol in here. Carol and you are very much alike. Firebrands, I like to call them. Anyway, these guys are all going to be rotating through the studio, and I just got confirmation. I'll tease this up a little bit. I got confirmation on Friday that there's going to be a 1 hour a week, 5 day a week show starting in August. You'll get to hear my sound of my voice Monday through Friday for 1 hour a week from 6 to 7. And then, of course, the I'm Speaking Plainly regular show on Saturday nights from 6 to 9. If you're out there listening, we hope you enjoyed it, and we hope that you'll be back in to listen with us again next week. If you're out partying, please party responsibly and drive socially. And if you're on the Arlington Expressway, try and drive safely, because that's the way I have to go to get home. If you'd like to catch me during the week, you can. Bill at 600WBOB.com, Bill at 600WBOB.com, or Facebook.com/I'm Speaking Plainly. That's all for us tonight. Good night.